This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In politics, a suit by the Justice Department could force Pennsylvania to send new ballots to thousands of voters overseas. The state still has not resolved whether Ralph Nader qualifies to run there, but absentee ballots have already gone out. The federal lawsuit is to make the state send out new ballots once Mr. Nader's status is resolved. Local election officials worry this may cause confusion. Aries Keck of member station WHYY has this report.
The Voter Administration Office for Philadelphia County is full of boxes and boxes of registration cards for voters in the state and those military and overseas voters who use absentee ballots.
We've been mailing ballots.
Bob Lee says his staff has been working nights and weekends to get everyone processed, including Philadelphia County's 3,000 military and overseas voters.
We'll make sure anybody who's eligible gets their ballot. We'll do whatever we have to do to get it out and get it back on time.
Philadelphia County sent out overseas absentee ballots on time when Ralph Nader was on the ballot. Pittsburgh's Allegheny County sent half of its overseas ballots with Nader and half without. State courts have yet to decide whether Nader will be included in Pennsylvania's election. Pennsylvania Department of State spokesman Brian McDonald.
That put the counties in a little bit of a quandary. We're not entirely sure which counties may have sent ballots out without Nader's name on it and which counties may have sent ballots out with Nader's name on it.
McDonald says no matter what happens, anyone who checks a box next to Nader's name will be counted as a write-in vote. But the Department of Justice wants the state to wait until the courts decide on Nader's status and then mail out fresh ballots. DOJ spokesman Brian Holland refused to be interviewed on tape, but he says it's important that every voter be given a correct ballot. However, Pennsylvania's McDonald says that could result in military and overseas voters voting twice in the same election.
One voter has one chance to vote at one time. I mean, you have the right to exercise your vote, but you only have a right to do it once.
The U.S. Justice Department also wants overseas absentee voters to have 30 additional days from the second mailing to get their ballots into county election offices. But Pennsylvania says there's no need for an extension because the ballots were sent out on time, if not with the right candidates' names. Right now, polls have President Bush and Senator John Kerry locked in a dead heat for Pennsylvania. State election officials say that if they have to send out a second round of ballots and then give voters 30 more days to turn them in, the results of absentee voting in Pennsylvania's presidential election won't be known until weeks after Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Aries Keck in Philadelphia.